Hello, this is Jillian Williams.
Hello, this is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. How are you doing today? You having a good Monday so far?
I am. I'm just finally back in town, so I'm doing a lot of catch-up, of course,
gotcha.
As usual.
Where'd you go?
We had a family wedding to attend in Mexico and then business meetings all over, so it was sort of a extended trip doing all sorts of things.
Gotcha.
I was just calling to see if you got any of the emails that I had been sending you.
I did, and I had replied, except for the one this morning. You're definitely on my list to call back.
Okay. I have not seen any replies. It's entirely likely that I just missed it while I was gone, though.
No problem. I just wanted to, I guess the reason I wanted to speak with you and I was going to be giving you a call is just to, I guess, to give you a little bit more background, I guess, as to this approval and the way this financing works. I don't know if Angela, I think somewhere there's just been a little bit of a loss of communication or just a loss of, an understanding of what this loan is to be used for how it can be used, I should say.
Okay.
The company is approved for a certain dollar amount, and I don't know. Should I be going over the details of the loan with you, you think, or is it something that Angela would be upset about?
She wouldn't be upset. I'm sure I'm Angela's sister.
She's
generally okay with going through things with me. But if there's something where it's like a massive clarification needed, then definitely it's probably better if you also address it with Angela.
I'm going based on what
I've heard from her, but I know that we've got a lot going on right now. So it's, it's quite possible that something just got miscommunicated.
Okay. So just, I can clarify, really easy. It's not anything major, but company's approved for a certain dollar amount. And it's for an equipment loan.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like, you're maybe under the impression or she's under the impression that the information she's giving is that it's more of a credit line because I'm seeing a lot of smaller individual invoices come over. And a couple of times there was a request to kind of make payment on like a subscription and a couple other things. The way that the loans work is I need all of the invoices up front. And this was what I kind of explained it to Angela, and this is why I was kind of on hold, I thought, until the move was, underway, because there was some equipment purchasing that she needed to do, but she was going to need to order it ahead of time because it was going to take a while for it all to be manufactured. I believe it was furniture and some other things, and it was going to be, a few weeks to a couple months before it could be delivered, and she needed to get, pre-funding sent and things like that. So the way that the loans work is all of the invoices need to be submitted for all of the, software, computer equipment, furniture, everything has to come to me at once.
Okay.
And then we provide loan contracts based on the total dollar amount of the equipment, and we pay the vendors directly at that point.
In terms of line items, like all in one sheet, so that, like with all the sub invoices attached, or just everything like zipped together is good.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything, extremely formal, if you could just send over the quotes as you get them, but it can't be a situation where, one invoice comes, this week to pay this vendor, and then there's more coming down the road.
Yes.
It just all has to happen up front, so that we can total it all and we can list it all on the loan documents, and we can provide a payment for Angela to review based on a total loan package. And then once those documents are signed and we've received formal invoices from the vendors, which we'll do on our own, we'll start, sending checks to the vendors. But we have to kind of have everything at one time. Now, she has two separate loan approvals. So if there's other equipment she had mentioned that might not be needing to be purchased for 3 or 4 months, we can do one loan now and then another loan in 3 or 4 months. That's fine. But all of the kind of the current recent purchases would all have to be submitted all at one time and then all paid at the same time.
Okay. I'm going to get in touch with Angela and kind of review that, because I know that one of the things that's happening is, our staff is asking for equipment, and as is always the case, they want things to come sooner rather than later. But obviously, like a $2,000 or $3,000 computer purchase is nothing in comparison to ordering all the desking for the offices, which is much more important that be prioritized for loan, especially if it needs to be done in a sort of like one timeline total. or two timeline total for two different loans. So I'll go through things with Angela and find out if she still wants all of this to be included in the loan or not. I think that at least I didn't understand that was how it was supposed to work. So I'll definitely go through it with her.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. And then if you guys have any questions, you know, feel free to give me a call. I have been kind of traveling myself, but I am back in. So, you know, I'm available, you know, every day. You know, if you don't get me, you know, leave a message, I'll get back to you, you know, pretty quickly. But typically from, you know, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., you know, you guys can reach out and get me.
Okay, great. I'll get Angela on the phone and go through things, and then we'll get back to you.
Sounds like a plan.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.